I close the door and walk across the conference room to where you are already seated alone at the glass conference table. You have a slightly annoyed look on your face as you look me up and down. I am wearing a smart business skirt suit with black pantyhose and slip-on high-heel shoes. I am an older woman in my late 40s with thick, curvy hips and thighs. You are the hot new golden boy in your mid-20s, fresh out of Harvard Business School with an MBA, and have been recently hired as the accounts manager for the major corporation we both work for. Judging by the gorgeous and very young cupcake of a trophy wife you have, I'm probably not your type. But I nevertheless catch you staring at my nylon legs as I confidently approach the chair across the table from you. Thank you so much for agreeing to see me. I know you're still very busy with your onboarding, and you have a big presentation right after this, I say as I sit across from you and cross my legs. You curtly respond that you don't have much time, and this had better be worth a meeting. You are so cocky and arrogant. I'm quite taken aback at your rudeness, and simmer for a moment about how I have been at this company for almost 30 years, and some young stud thinks he can just come in here and talk to people like this. I crack a little smile as I think about teaching you a little lesson. I pop the heel of the shoe of the foot of my crossed leg and begin dangling the shoe from my foot as I begin swaying my crossed leg. You stare down through the glass table at my dangling shoe as I begin. Yes, sorry, I know. I'll keep this short. I know you are the new accounts manager, and I really think it would be in the best interest of the company if my department were awarded the new women's shoe store account. We have worked in this space more than any other department here, and it only makes sense for it to go to us. I had heard that you are potentially looking to award it elsewhere, and just want to make sure we aren't left in the cold here. You actually laugh as tell me there is no way in hell we are getting that contract, and that you are planning on awarding it to our rival department, where one of your Harvard buddies is the manager. Then you have the nerve to insult me by saying that this company needs younger talent at the managerial positions. You are in the middle of commenting on my age when I make a move. There is an audible thump sound as I slip the shoe off the foot of my crossed leg, and it hits the ground. I lower myself down in my chair a bit, extend my leg up, and my hosed foot goes out towards you. You stop mid-sentence when you feel the pressure between your legs as I plant the ball of my hosed foot and toes firmly on your crotch. I grin at you wickedly as you stare at me, shocked and dumbfounded, your eyes and mouth open wide. I say, "Ooh," and moan seductively as my nylon foot begins stroking up and down your already hardened cock. There is a rhythmic swish, swish sound as my talented foot glides over your pants and your quickly hardening shaft. You break out of your trance and stammer out a feeble protest about what I'm doing to you. What am I doing? Why, I'm just rubbing my pretty little foot all over your dick. You don't mind, do you, mister? In almost no time, your cock is fully erect, and I can tell with my foot that you have a very big dick. Nice and thick and long. I can see a huge bulge in your pants through the glass conference table as your massive erection strains against your pants' fabric. Thanks to my talented little foot. My, my, what a nice big dick you have. All the more for my sexy nylon feet to play with. Now you just sit back and enjoy while my nylon foot gives you a nice dick massage as we continue our discussion. You nod sheepishly as my nylon foot lovingly massages all over your big dick. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. My sexy little nylon foot strokes you up and down. Over from the base of your shaft, above your balls, all the way up to your cockhead. I keep nice, firm pressure with the ball of my foot and toes. Sometimes I concentrate on the area right under your cockhead with short little strokes before returning to massaging all over your massive erection. Your eyes roll back in your head, and you moan with pleasure as you lay back in your chair a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, aren't you starting to see things my way? Do we have a deal here? You slowly shake your head no as you try and resist me. You are trying so hard to keep it together. Well, you can always get up and leave, but I don't think you will. I think you're having too much fun with my flirty little feet. You see, there isn't a man alive who can say no to me once I get my sexy foot on him. My feet are quite talented after all. Don't you think? Why, if one foot feels this good, just imagine what both of my feet would feel like. Just imagine me wrapping both of my sexy nylon arches around that big dick of yours and stroking you up and down until you come. How long do you think you could last between my sexy, talented feet? Would you like to find out? Give me what I want, and we can get a hotel room, and I'll give you the mind-blowing foot job of your life. You nod in agreement. Good. See how persuasive I can be when I put my best foot forward? Now, I've brought all of the account transfer paperwork. I'll just need you to sign where it's marked, I say, as I slide the documents over to you. My sexy nylon foot strokes you thoroughly as you look them over. You pick up a pen and start to sign, but then you hesitate for a minute. I point my foot and grind the ball of my foot and toes into your shaft, right under your cockhead. You let out a grunt and continue to sign as my foot resumes stroking all over your massive, rock-hard erection. You slide the papers back over to me, and I verify your signatures while continuing to pleasure you with my nylon foot. I smile and wink as I say, "I guess they didn't teach you that in Harvard Business School, huh?" What to do when a sexy nylon foot starts rubbing on your dick under the table? Well, I guess that's that then. Well, I know I said I was going to give you a foot job, but I never said when. Right now, I think I'm going to teach you a little lesson. I think I'll make you come with my foot right here and now. I increase the pressure and pick up the pace with my foot as I start to rub you faster and harder. There is a look of terror in your eyes as you plead for me to stop. "Oh, you poor thing. I'm afraid that I have to teach you a little lesson. You were so rude to me earlier, and you just have to learn that you do not fuck with me. Now, my pretty little foot is going to make you come, and you're going to have to give that presentation with a massive cum stain in your pants." Remember, you can just get up and leave at any time. But it just feels so good, doesn't it? My hands grip the table as I go to work on you. My sexy nylon foot strokes you mercilessly as you writhe in your chair. I continue to moan and tease you as you try to hold it in. Your face turns red, and you grip the table too as you fight the urge to come. Such a big dick! It's been so fun playing with your big dick with my pretty little feet. But now, it's time for these pretty little feet to make your big dick come. See, you may have a nice big long dick, but your big dick is no match for my sexy, talented, pretty little nylon feet. Yeah. Pretty little feet make big dick come. Come on. Pretty little feet make big dick come. I can feel your cock spasm under my foot, and you groan loudly as you come hard. It's a long orgasm as you lurch and gasp for air, and I stroke you all the way through it. I continue to slowly, gently massage your dick as I feel it begin to go soft and limp. I slip my shoe back on, gather my papers, and rise to leave. Don't worry, I'll be in touch about our little hotel rendezvous. My feet have an appointment to keep with that dick of yours. Good luck with that presentation.